I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time for our weekly chat with a very plugged-in man, one of the best NFL writers, insiders in the land, Mike Florio, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich & Geist. Also brought to you by our friends at JP Roofing & Siding, your hometown roofing expert. As we begin this conversation, the Steelers are currently boarding a plane to leave for Charlotte to play in the preseason finale against Carolina tomorrow. And Aaron Rodgers spotted wearing a shirt that says, "Scared money don't make money," which is ironic because scared money is probably a big reason why he's not playing tomorrow in Charlotte, which is he doesn't want to risk an injury at 41 years old in a game that doesn't mean anything.
Isn't that one of Mike Tomlin's wife's, Kia Tomlin's shirts? Because I think it says like Coach T on the bottom of the shirt. Maybe that's
the Coach T clothing line. What if I just started wearing all of these Tomlinism shirts?
I know that you had been like abducted by aliens and you were a body double. What if that's just on Roger's part, a solid to Mike T? I'll wear a shirt from your wife's clothing line. You're not playing me in the game, so this is perfect. Like, it's a little tit for tat.
Mike, this is the first time since Tomlin became coach that his starting quarterback isn't playing in the preseason. What's your reaction to it?
Well, you know, we talked about this today on PFT Live. I think this is just part of the deal that was done on that Friday in March when Tomlin and the rest of the staff visited with Rodgers when he showed up on the second full day of the NCAA tournament, screwed up everybody's ability to watch basketball all day, and hung around for 6 hours. My guess is that Rodgers told them these are the things he needs. Number one, I'm not going to sign until after the voluntary portion of the offseason program, so no one is criticizing me for being on the team but not being present for everything but mandatory minicamp. And second, I don't want to play in the preseason. And look, this is, and who knows whether it was articulated that way, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was. This is what Aaron Rodgers wants. And when I saw the quote from Mike Tomlin a week and a half ago where he said, well, you know, you have to be sensitive to what your players need, yada, yada. Like, I mean, Tomlin's running the show, not Rodgers. But I think they're okay with it because this is what Rodgers wants. And if I'm Rodgers, I don't want to go into MetLife Stadium cold week one in a new uniform, playing in the game for the first time in a hostile environment where I just played. Can you imagine the signs that are going to be there? Can you imagine what the fans are going to be saying to him? It's one less thing to worry about if you've already played in a game with the Steelers. I think there's benefit to going through the motions, even if you only play one series of the preseason.
How much do you think Mike Tomlin's going to be running the show when it comes to their offense in the regular season? We know he put the cuffs a little bit on Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, especially working the middle of the field. who wins that battle when it comes to this is how Aaron Rodgers wants to play quarterback versus this is how Mike Tomlin wants his quarterbacks to play?
I think this is another one of those things. It was determined on that Friday in March. If you want Aaron Rodgers, you have to sign off for the full Aaron Rodgers experience. That means no off-season workouts except for a quick appearance at mandatory minicamp, no preseason. And Aaron Rodgers does whatever he wants to do, and he can change the plays whenever he feels like it. He can hold the ball as long as he wants. He's Aaron Rodgers, and he's better than any other option you have, and he's the ticket to winning a playoff game for the first time since the 2016 season. I just think that that's the deal that was done expressly or implicitly. When you sit down to do business with Aaron Rodgers, this is part of what you're accepting.
Mike, the Cam Hayward thing yesterday, much like when he originally started his hold-in, caught everybody by surprise. He was out in pads. Mike Tomlin afterwards said, yeah, he was out there for all of practice, individual work and teamwork too. But then ESPN's Brooke Pryor reported, hey, there's no progress on a contract. Things are status quo. What do you make of Cam Hayward being the first one who issues an olive branch and this continued stalemate to get a new renegotiated deal?
The flaw with a hold-in, when it's a true hold-in, when the player is saying, I'm not practicing because of my... At some point, it's time to go to work. You're under contract. You're with the team. At some point, you got to get ready for week one. And one of the problems that could happen is you wait too long to jump into practice. You're not ready week one. You get yourself injured. So I think it was smart for Cam Hayward to figure out, when do I need to be back in order to be ready to go week one? I tried it. They're not going to give it to me. Maybe they'll give something to me, do something with the contract, do something by one of the rules. No contract once the regular season starts. So I think that practical reality of a hold-in, with or without a new deal, at some point you got to get your helmet and get to work.
Mike, what's the latest you're hearing on what seems to be a worsening situation between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin?
Well, at some point, they're going to put a number on the table, and he's going to have to decide whether or not to take it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They want him to practice. They want him to be ready for the season. He is kind of citing an injury like Micah Parsons, so I don't know whether he would actually take this into the season. That's the next step if you are citing an injury. If your hold-in is, I'm injured or air quotes injured, would you truly sit out regular season games and not play football? Who knows what he'll do, but I've heard nothing to suggest anybody's going to trade for him. And really, when you think about the hold-ins that are out there that maybe could be traded, Is Terry McLaurin the guy that's going to put somebody over the top? I could see Micah Parsons being that guy. I could even see Trey Hendrickson being that guy. I don't see Terry McLaurin being the guy that somebody trades for, and all of a sudden, a team that wasn't a Super Bowl team is a Super Bowl team.
How about the Hendrickson thing then? Do you think he starts the season in Cincinnati, or does something get done with another team on that front, Mike?
Well, you know, some of the reporting that came out on Monday's season game suggests to me, and especially what Joe Burrow, the quarterback of the team, said after the game, that, you know, how we do business is it's usually where I could see the Bengals trying to make a move to get this done. They agree on the term of the deal. They agree on the value of the deal. They don't agree on the guarantees. And the Bengals could try to make some sort of a move before week one to get this done. Burrow seems to think that's what's going to happen. And it sure sounds like, even though they're listening to trade offers, it sounds like that's not going to happen. You know, the Bengals are stubborn, and I think so much of what the Bengals do when it comes to players is about power and control. And I think they'd really have to get more than they expect for Hendrickson in order to trade him, because I think they love sending the message to players that we're in charge. And I think that, you know, cheapness aside, because they are cheap, I think at the root of these disputes they have with players is the idea that we run the show and you don't.
Mike, this is a complete departure, but every so often I like throwing you a curveball. How many more years will preseason games even exist in the NFL, in your opinion?
Until the regular season goes to 20.
Which is going to be when?
Well, I don't know when the regular season will go to 20. It's going to go to 18 in the next 5 years, and then there'll be talk about moving it to 19. It's the next logical extension of the idea that the preseason isn't real football. And that's what the commissioner says. Hell, that's what Aaron Rodgers says. So every time they move that needle, you know, when I was a kid, it was 14-6, then it's 16-4. Now it's 17-3, 18-2, 19-1, 20-0. So I think it'll happen. I'd put the over-under at, let's say, 15 years.
Do you see the NFL doing what Major League Baseball is doing, and that's expanding again? They're trying to get to 32 teams. Could you see the NFL getting bigger? They haven't since the Texans, Mike.
At some point, you got to increase the inventory. More games means more options for the standalone contests every week, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. I'm still surprised they aren't doing Tuesdays and Wednesday nights on a regular basis. I think it's inevitable that they'll move from 32 up. And I think 40 is the ultimate limit. I don't think I'll live long enough to see it. Maybe you guys will. But I think it's going to be 40 teams playing 20 games. That's going to happen at some point. And I think that point they'll be satisfied and they'll say enough's enough.
Do you think the next wave of new teams play in North America?
I was just going to ask the same question, Mike.
I know that the union, and I know the union denied this when we reported it, but I know that the union's former director, who's been washed out in contract, at least at some level, braced what would happen if the NFL wants to put teams in Europe as a division. And I think it's far more likely, if that ever happens, they're expansion teams and not relocated teams. And then the question becomes the conferences, how do you structure the divisions? And do you have four teams in a division out of the world? Whether it's Australia or China, be four teams in Europe and four teams elsewhere in the world.
All right, Mike. Donnie, let's put him on hold here and just call it a day. I think Mike is driving around probably wild and wonderful West Virginia.
We got to get him one of those car phones like Sean Penn had in Reservoir Dogs or something. One of the ones that's just in the console and it's like a functioning landline.
And as someone that has driven through some of those, what do they call them, hollers?
Yes,
they do. What the heck is a holler?
I don't know. I used to love the show Justified, but I think a holler is just like a little like community down in like in the valley between two mountaintops.
Oh, he's back? Do we hear him better now?
Hey.
Yes, Mike.
I need to defend the honor of West Virginia.
By all means, I'm in Pittsburgh.
Oh. I'm in Pittsburgh with crappy cell service. Don't you talk about West Virginia.
Well, what the heck, Mike? You should have told us in advance.
We could have been sitting in studio with us right now.
We would have had no issue with this.
I got to go to the airport. I'm flying to the Steelers game in Carolina. I'm not, actually. I got to see for a day.
Oh, all right. We get it. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Mike.
Next week.
See you guys.
There you go, Mike.
Defending the honor of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.